请我们打开圣经马太福音第二十四章。
Let's turn to our Bibles, Gospel of Matthew, chapter 24.
马太福音第二十四章，由三十六节读到四十四节。
Gospel of Matthew, chapter 24, beginning from verse 34 through 44. 36 to 44.
马太福音二十四章第三十六节，佢话：但那日子、那时辰，没有人知道，连天上的使者也不知道，子也不知道，唯独父知道。挪亚的日子怎样，人子降临也要怎样。当洪水以前的日子，人照常吃喝嫁娶，直到挪亚进方舟的那日，不知不觉洪水来了。把他们全都冲去，人子降临也要这样。那时两个人在田里，取去一个撇下一个，两个女人推磨，取去一个撇下一个。所以你们要警醒，因为不知道你们的主是哪一天来到。家主若知道几更天有贼来，就必警醒，不容人挖透房屋，这是你们所知道的。所以你们也要预备，因为你们想不到的时候，人子就来了。
Verse 36, but of that day and hour no one knows, not even the angels of heaven nor the Son, but the Father alone. For the coming of the Son of Man will be just like the days of Noah, for as in those days which were before the flood, they were eating and drinking,They were marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered the ark. And they did not understand until the flood came and took them all away. So shall the coming of the Son of Man be. Then there shall be two men in the field. One will be taken and one will be left. Two women will be grinding at the mill. One will be taken and one will be left. Therefore, be on the alert. In New American Standard's alert in King James's watch.For you do not know which day your Lord is coming. But be sure of this, that if the head of the house had known at what time of the night the thief was coming, he would have been on the alert and would not have allowed his house to be broken into. For this reason, you be ready too, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour when you do not think he will.
第二处的圣经在路加福音第十七章。
The second passage is in Gospel of Luke, chapter 17,
34节到36节
verse 34 through 36.
路加福音十七章
Luke 17.
呢度讲，头先我哋读嘅圣经讲同样嘅说，讲样同样嘅一件事情。
And the passage we had read earlier speaks of the same matter.
第三十四节佢话：当那日人在对唔住，我对你们说，当那夜两个人在一个床上，要取去一个，撇下一个；两个女人一同推磨，要取去一个，撇下一个。然后三十六节有古卷又加上去话，两个人在田里要取去一个，撇下一个。
Verse 34, I tell you, on that night there will be two men in one bed. One will be taken, and the other will be left. There will be two women grinding at the same place. One will be taken, and the other will be left. In some older writings, 36 is added, two men.Will be in the field, one will be taken and the other will be left.
好，我哋再睇路加福音二十一章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 21.
二十一章仍然系三十四节到三十六节。
Luke 21 also verse 34 through 36.
你们要谨慎，恐怕因贪食、醉酒。并今生的思虑缠住你们的心，那日子就如同网罗忽然临到你们，因为那日子要这样临到地上， 全地上一切居住的人，你们要时时警醒，常常祈求，使你们能逃避这一切要来的事，得以站立在人子面前。
Be on guard that your hearts may not be weighted down with dissipation and drunkenness and the worries of life, and that they come upon you suddenly like a trap. For it will come upon all those who dwell on the face of all the earth. But keep on the alert at all times, praying in order that you may have strength to escape all these things that are about to take place and to stand before the Son of Man.
好，最后一处是圣经在马可福音
第
十三章。
And the last passage is in Mark 13.
Mark 13, 32-33.
The Gospel of Mark, chapter 13, the two verses 32 and 33.
但那日子那时辰没有人知道，连天上的使者也不知道，子也不知道，唯有父知道。你们要谨慎警醒祈祷，因为你们不晓得那日期几时来到。
But of that day or hour no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but the Father alone. Take heed, keep on the alert, for you do not know when the appointed time is.
好，聖經我哋就讀咁多，我今日讀嘅比較多啲嚇。
So this will be the end of our passage reading today, and it's a little more lengthy today.
好唔好？我哋再一次嘅低頭禱告。
Shall once again bow and pray.
主，感謝你讓我哋又一次嚟到你嘅面前。
Lord, we thank you that you've given us another chance to come before your presence.
求主你藉著聖靈喺我哋心中嚟作開啟嘅工作。
Lord, may through the Spirit that you beginning a work of revelation in our heart.
但愿你引导我们，叫我们明白主的话。
May you lead us so that we'll understand the words of our Lord.
又愿意活出主的话。
And be willing to live out the words of our Lord.
求主管理今天的时间。
May the Lord be sovereign over this time.
奉主耶稣的名祈祷。
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 我们这日子一直的和弟兄姊妹交通到主再回来的事情。
And during this time that we have shared with brothers and sisters the return of our Lord.
刚才我们读的马太福音第24章也是我们以前所读过的这一节的圣经。
And the passage earlier in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 24.
我们用很多次的不同的例子和弟兄姊妹一起来交通。
And we use different examples to share with the brethren.
讲明一件事情就说主一日会再翻嚟。
And to speak clearly, one matter is that the Lord shall return one day.
呢个系欢喜快乐嘅日子。
And this will be a very joyous day.
系我哋盼望嘅日子。
This day that we've been hoping for.
亦都系主佢等候要翻嚟嘅日子。
It's also a day that the Lord is waiting to return.
虽然我哋唔知道主几时再翻嚟。
Even though we don't know when the Lord will return.
但系有一件事我哋一定要知道。
But one thing we must know,
当主再回来的时候,
when the Lord does return,
同时呢, 也是神的审判的时候,
at the same time, the judgment of God will occur.
我们都会被带到去基督的审判台前,
and will be brought before the judgment seat of Christ,
来到接受基督的审判,
and to receive the judgment of Christ.
在那里来决定我们在神的国度的里面是究竟我们得奖赏还是说受亏损。
At that time, it will be determined whether we will gain reward or will we suffer losses in his kingdom.
弟兄姊妹都很明白到主再回来的那个过程。
And the brothers and sisters know the process of the return of the Lord.
但是可能我们用这么多次的交通不知道你会不会这样想，你说已经讲来讲去讲了，我们知道了，讲再讲都没用了，是吗？
And, but perhaps after you've heard these a series of messages, don't know whether you're thinking that you've said it over and over and over and over again. You have this condition.
講到我哋一嚟一上去，我都知道你噏乜嘢噶啦。
To the point that the minute you step up in the pulpit, we know what you're going to speak about.
唔知弟兄姊妹會唔會覺得咁樣？
And I don't know whether the brothers and sisters think this way.
不過我要同弟兄姊妹溝通。
But I do want to share with the brothers and sisters.
即使你係咁樣講，你係咁樣想。
Even if you think this way.
啊，我都係仲要講。
I still need to continue to speak.
因為嗰件事情非常嘅紧要严肃
，because this matter is very important, is very solemn.
唔系话在乎我哋今天或者系到到将来嘅时候，我哋系得几多嘅奖赏，有几多嘅亏损。
It is not about today or in the future how much reward we'll get or how much losses we'll suffer.
而系因为父神喜悦见到神嘅儿女，佢到嗰一天系得到奖赏。
Because God the Father is pleased to see His children gain reward on that day.
因为他盼望神的儿女在他的面前都这样的蒙恩。
Because He hopes that the children of God will gain this blessing or gain this favor.
所以我不能够不提醒弟兄姊妹。
So I cannot but to remind the brothers and sisters.
不能够不继续的提醒弟兄姊妹。
Cannot but to remind the brothers and sisters.
在各方面去留意。
To pay attention on this matter from different angles.
盼望我们每一个在这里的都能够成为了神所喜悦的人。
So that each one of us here will be one that has the favor of God.
也都成为神要得着的那些人。
And also to be the people that God wants to gain.
为着要满足神的心意
，In order to satisfy the harsh desire of God，
我哋就要留意，我哋就要小心，我哋今天活喺神面前，我哋系用点样嘅系一个点样嘅人。
So we need to pay attention and to be careful about what kind of person we need to live, what kind of person we need to be today in the way in which we live。
如果我哋今天活得好。
If we live correctly before the Lord today,
将来我们得了奖赏之余，还是满足到神的心意。
And when we gain that reward in that day, we'll also gain, we'll also please God the Father.
就为着这个缘故，我们继续的在我们一起的来分享。
And because of this reason, we need to continue to share.
记得上一次跟弟兄姊妹交通就提到主再翻嚟嘅时候，主话嗰个日子就好似落得嘅日子一样。
And remember sharing with you last time when the Lord returns, it will be like the days of Lot.
我哋又用落得嘅妻子嚟作个一个比喻吓。
And we also use Lot's wife as an example.
因为佢心里边满咗俗世嘅东西。
Because in her heart was filled with things of this world.
纵使佢嗰日能够可以脱离嗰个个患难
，and that day when she escaped from that difficulty or that trial，
但系因为佢嘅心仍然喺呢啲嘅世界物质嘅东西嘅上边
，but because of her heart is still is full of things of the material things of this world，
所以当佢拧转头嚟睇嘅时候咧，佢就变成一条嘅盐柱。
So when she turns and take a look， she became a pillar of salt。
罗德的时代的人是这样。
At the time of the generation of Lot, the people were like that.
今天在我们这个世代同样的人都是这样。
And likewise, the people of this generation is like this.
今天早我们刚才读的有提到另外一个世代的人。
And today, this morning, when we read in the passage, is another generation.
马太福音24章那里就讲到说挪亚的日子怎样。人子降临也要怎样
？And that's what Matthew just like as in the days of Noah, that will be, that's how it's going to be.
虽然我哋唔知道主系几时嚟
，Even though we don't know when the Lord shall return，
但系主话你睇下周围嘅环境
，But the Lord says take a look at your environment，
就好似挪亚嗰个时代咁样嘅环境
，It's just like the environment or the situation the time of Noah。
神话如果系咁样咧。主就翻嚟嘅日子就近。
And God says that if it's just like this, then the day of our return of the Lord will be near.
所以我哋今朝早我哋愿意 同弟兄姊妹交通挪亚嘅日子系点样样。
So I wish to share with you how are the days of Noah.
但系有嗰个重点喺嗰度，我哋头先读嘅嗰几段嘅经文，如果弟兄姊妹你留意嘅话，都有嗰一个字，就系要警醒。
And there's this one focal point.In the passages we have read, and there's this one word, and that is in alert, in New American Standard, a watch, a watchful in King James.
在挪亞的日子是怎么样呢?
In the days of Noah, how was that?
圣经就跟我们讲到，如果你有机会看这个创世纪。
So you have time to read in Genesis.
圣经就说，那时人的心是充满了各样的罪恶。
And the Bible says that theEvery intent of the hearts of man was evil.
地上面满了强暴淫乱的事情。
And the earth is full of wickedness.
去到一个地步呢，上世纪第六章那里就说，甚至呢神后悔做人在地上面。
And to the point in Genesis is recorded that the Lord was sorry that he made man on the earth.
神甚至神心中满了忧伤
，and he was grieved in his heart。
神睇见地上边人嘅罪恶好大，终日所思想嘅尽都是恶。
And God saw that the wickedness of man was great, and that every thought of the hearts of man was evil。
弟兄姊妹，我估唔需要我喺度用啲乜嘢嘅例子啊。
And I don't believe that I need to use any particular examples.
如果我们稍微的留意一下我们周围的环境。
If we just pay attention to our circumstance or our environment.
你说是不是这样样?
Is it not like this?
是不是满载强暴淫乱的事情?
Is it not full of wickedness and, adultery?
那你几时呢?在报纸上面有一天是看不见有些强暴的事情有枪杀的事情有啲诶谋杀，嗰啲咁样嘅事干。
Is there a day where you do not read in the papers that there's violence and there's murder by using firearms and all other types of violent acts？
啊，或者话诶，你有时见到一啲只不过系好远好远嘅地方所发生嘅啫。
Or you might say that the things that you read about is something that happened in a very distant land。
但系三藩市咧？
How about San Francisco?
近不近啊? Oakland 呢?
Isn't that close enough? How about
近不近啊?
Oakland? Isn't that close?
雖然不在你條街但是你在你的城市裡面發生
了。Even though it didn't occur on your street, it happened in your city in which you live in.
弟兄姊妹，我們今天處於這個環境就是這樣的環境。
Brothers and sisters, this is the circumstance or the environment in which we live in.
大人又殺，細路哥又殺。
They kill adults, they kill children.
不是，大人又去殺，細路哥又去殺啊。
The adults murder and the children also commit acts of murder.
淫乱的事情
，adultery，
真系讲都讲唔晒。
We cannot speak enough of it。
神话呢个好似挪亚嘅日子咁样。
God says this is just like the days of Noah。
咁挪亚嘅日子咁啊点啊
？So what happened in the days of Noah？
佢就话挪亚嘅日子点样样
？So this is how the days of Noah is。
人子降临嘅日子亦都系咁样。
And so shall the return of the Son of Man。
我哋感谢主。
We thank, thanks be to the Lord.
神仍然嘅喺呢个咁样嘅世代嘅里边喺度保存我哋。
God still preserves us in this generation.
主就用佢嘅话嚟提醒我哋。
And the Lord uses His word to remind us.
主就话你要留心啊，喺咁样嘅情况底下，你要警醒。
And the Lord says you need to be careful. That under this circumstance, you need to be watchful.
咁警醒点样啊？
To be watchful, then what?
就要积极嘅进入退去等候主再嚟嘅呢件事情上面。
To actively wait for the return of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我哋知道主曾经嚟到地上面。
We know that our Lord has once come upon this earth.
当主耶稣第一次嚟到地上嘅时候
，And when the Lord came to this earth the first time,
嗰啲犹太人
，The Jews,
嗰啲以色列人。
The Israelites.
我可以告诉你们他们都是在当时都是等候基督耶稣的人。
And at that time, They are the people that's waiting for Jesus Christ.
不过呢，从圣经上面，神就俾我哋睇见佢哋嘅态度系欠佳啫。
And, but the Bible tells us that from the attitude standpoint, they're no good.
啊，你记得当约翰去传福音嘅时候呢
？So when you see John preach the gospel,
就人就发觉到啊，突然间啊，经过400年神冇讲说话，而家啊有个人喺度讲神嘅说话。
And that 400 years has elapsed. And that no one is speaking the word of God, and yet now here someone is speaking the word of God.
他们都去问的哦。
And they also went to ask.
他们就去问了约翰的话，你是不是基督啊？
And they asked John, are you Christ?
他们里面在猜疑。
And they doubt.
有一个讲神的话的人啊出现，那这个是不是基督啊？
And there's someone who's speaking the word of God, is this the Christ?
所以弟兄姊妹，我们看见当时的人，他们的心都是想着啊，我神话过啊，基督会再来，咁我们就喺度滚，喺度等，喺度睇下。
And you can see that the people at that time that they have heard the word of God and they're waiting, they're watching to see if this is the Christ and they're waiting for that to happen.
但系问题喺边度呢
？But where's the problem?
佢哋只系想知道。
They just want to know.
但系佢哋却冇实际嘅行动。有实际的等候主的生活的活出。
And they do not concretely have that action, and they don't live out that waiting upon the Lord's return.
你知道吗？他们从律法书上面知道基督会再回来。
And they know from reading the scriptures that Christ will return.
并且呢知道晒如果基督来的时候他会在哪里出世。
And they also know completely that if Christ is to come,Where will the Christ be born?
所以嗰几个博士咧，你记得主耶稣降生嘅时候，咪有几个博士嚟到揾耶稣
？And do you not recall that at that time that there was these magi that were waiting for Jesus and they were looking for Jesus?
当时佢哋就问嗰啲犹太人，话嗰个生落嚟就做犹太人做犹太王嘅嗰一个王喺边度啊
？And they asked the Jews that the king of the Jews, where is he?
咁佢哋都引经据典嘅噃。
And they also use scripture.
佢话基督应该生喺犹大地嘅伯利恒。
And they say that the Christ will be born in Bethlehem of Judea.
因为圣经咁讲。
Because the Bible tells you that.
嗱，佢哋都呢啲都知道，都明白。
So they understand that and they know that.
但可惜嘅就话。
But what's pitiful?
当嗰日主耶稣真系降生喺地上边
，On the day that the Lord truly descended on earth，
当主耶稣真系出现喺佢哋嘅眼前嘅时候
，And the Lord Jesus truly appeared before their eyes，
呢班人却唔认识主耶稣
，They did not know the Lord。
咁或者你话第一次错过咗冇经验啊，咁你都值得原谅系嘛
？You might say that this is the first time they didn't have experience. That's forgiving.
我们可以这样原谅自己。
We can forgive ourselves this way.
但我相信如果人是抱着这个态度的话。
But I believe that if we embrace this attitude,
第一次主耶稣降临在地上的人不认识他。第二次主的再来可能也都跟第一次一样就不够认识他。
If during the first time the Lord Jesus descended on earth, they did not recognize the Lord,Likely, the second time when the Lord Jesus descends, they also will not recognize him.
我们今天有没有圣经读呢?
Do we have the Bible to read today?
我们有圣经读。
We have Bibles to read.
我们知不知道主再回来呢?
Do we know that the Lord shall return?
我们知道。
We also know.
当时的人他们也有律法书读过。
At that time, they also have the scriptures to read.
当时他们知道主耶稣基督会降临的。
And they also know that the Christ will descend.
当基督在降临的时候
，But when the Christ did descend，
佢哋却根本就冇理会到。
They didn't pay attention to it at all。
主话佢嚟好似贼一样。
The Lord said that he'll come like a thief。
唔系话主嚟偷嘢。
Not to say that the Lord will come to steal。
但系话主再嚟嘅时候呢，就好似贼咁样，系出其不意嘅，系你意想不到嘅，系突然间嘅嚟到。
But that is to say, when the Lord comes like a thief, it's a time that you do not expect, you cannot anticipate.
我就从来未人见过一个人明知道今晚贼嚟咧，你仲喺度欢欢喜喜，仲系大觉瞓嘅。
And I never known a person that when that individual knows that the thief will come and that they'll be very joyous and they'll be just sleeping unawares.
而咧，我就知道只有嗰啲唔冇准备、唔警醒、亦唔防范嘅人，贼先至能够偷到佢哋嘅嘢。
I only know that those who are not watchful, those who are not careful, and those who are not on the defensive, those are the ones that the thieves will come in.
常常咧，当事情发生咗之后，and
oftentimes when the event occurred,
就自责，又埋怨，甚至抌心口。And
then they would self blame, then they also pound their chest, and they might grumble.
Yeah. 我记得好多年前，车一个朋友去买嘢。I
remember many years ago, I drove a friend to purchase something.
咁呢个朋友呢，就已经买咗一大包礼物。And
this friend had bought a large amount of gifts.
就放喺车里边。And
placed it inside the car.
咁我哋再出去买呢。And
then we went outside again to buy.
咁我哋就泊喺架车喺个路边。And
we parked the car at the sidewalk.
咁翻嚟之后。And
after we returned,
发觉架车完全冇喐过，冇乜任何嘅痕迹。
And that the car is still there, there's no trace of anything.
我哋明明系锁咗门嘅，我记得。
And I remember clearly that we locked the car.
但系咧，我哋就睇见本来喺车上面嗰包礼物咧，就已经唔见咗。
But we see that the gifts that were in the car had disappeared.
咁啊，一定系俾人偷咗。So
definitely they have been stolen.
咁我里边，我记得当时我就好自责。
And at that time, I really was self-criticizing.
我话，而且嗰份礼物唔系我嘅，系个朋友去买。
And it was self-blame, and that the gift was not mine; it was for my friend, and he purchased it.
哎，对唔住啊，沙冧都唔见咗啦吓。And
very sorry that these gifts have disappeared.
虽然佢话唔紧要啦，我哋再去买啦。Even
though the friend said that's okay, we'll buy them again.
但系嗰样嘢已经系失去咗。
But those gifts have been lost.
无论我点觉得我对唔住，我无论几自责都好，我永远无法再攞翻嗰份礼物。No
matter how sorry I am, how much blame I blame myself, there's no way that we can ever get those gifts back.
你有冇试过咁样嘅经历？
Have you ever experienced this type of event?
下次我发誓一定要。 唔单止锁好车门，并且将所有嘅嘢摆喺车厢嘅里面，唔俾人见到。我发誓噶啦，一定噶啦。Have
you ever vowed that next time that not only will I lock the car, but I'll take all these gifts and put in the trunk, and this is something I will vow.
但系弟兄姐妹啊，But
brothers and sisters,
嗰次唔见咗咧，你几廿年啦，我都揾唔到，我都再揾翻。And
that these after decades of years, I cannot find those gifts again.
明白吗？意思就系话，当你失去咗，你就永远。
You understand that once you've lost it, you will never gain it back.
耶稣佢再翻嚟，
the return of our Lord
系喺冇预告嘅咁样嘅情况底下出现嘅。
There'll be no pronouncement, no ahead of time. That's when it's going to occur.
个意思唔主有提醒我哋。
Yes, the Lord reminds us.
但系当主真系要出现嘅时候呢？
But the Lord, when the Lord truly returns or appears,
主就冇话啦，仲有五分钟啊，或者仲有三分钟啊。
The Lord will not say that there's 3 minutes left or 5 minutes left.
所以我哋必须要警醒，弟兄姐妹。So
we need to be watchful, brothers.
唔好呢，好似当时嘅犹太人咁样样。We
do not be like the Jews at that time.
主话系啊，主话佢会降生喺伯利恒。True,
the Lord said that he will descend in Bethlehem.
但系因为佢哋嘅唔警醒。But
because of the lack of being watchful on their part.
结果呢，佢哋。 根本就失去咗去迎接主再嚟嘅嚟到嘅机会。
And they have lost the opportunity to receive the Lord.
你知道当时主降临嘅时候，
You know when the Lord descended at that time,
神系几咁几喜欢。
How joyous was God?
天使天君都好高兴，系咪？
The angels and the hosts in heaven were joyous.
但是地上面那个反应是怎么样？
But what was the reaction on earth?
是静寂的，是冷清清的，是没有人理会的。
It was very calm, it was an event that nobody paid attention to.
当天使天君在那里大声的唱歌，在那里称颂。
And when the angels and the hosts in heaven were all making this joyous proclamation, they were singing.
圣经就说只有在伯利恒城外野地里面那几个看守守夜 的牧羊人听见这个声音。
And only those shepherds that are outside of the city that were in the middle of the night, they were the only ones that heard the sound.
而呢只有他们是接受这个提醒的。
Only they were receptive of this reminder.
那些人去了哪里？
Where did all the people go?
主今天说他会再回来。
The Lord said today that he shall return.
并且呢主就说已经去到门口。
And the Lord said, I'm at the door already.
就好像我们今天这里这样，不是来到这个门口，或者在前面那个闸口，那一个门口。
It's just like today. If not at that door, it'll be at the door downstairs by the gate.
即刻他就会来到了。
Immediately, you shall return.
有几多神的儿女今天是警觉，是等候，是预备。
How many of the people of God, children of God, is watchful and waiting?
或者说我们仍然在我们的梦中。
Perhaps we're still in our dreams.
或者还是在我们自己那个追求的里头。
Or in the midst of our own pursuits.
当时的人他们错失了一个机会。
At that time, the people lost that opportunity.
我们如果今次我们错失了一个机会。
And today, if we lose that opportunity,
就是等候主再回来这个接待他的机会。
And the opportunity to receive the return of our Lord.
我们这个损失是很大很大的。
And this loss shall be very great.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要警醒。
Brothers and sisters, be watchful.
用积极的态度来等候他。
To be active, to wait for him.
因为刚才我们讲过，讲来讲去大家可能听到都厌晒。
And the messages I've shared so far, maybe you have now gotten the you're tired of it.
Tired of saying. 但是弟兄姊妹
，But brothers and sisters,
而家个问题系我哋真系要进一步，我哋要积极嘅去等候佢。
But we need to enter into one step further.Is to be active in waiting upon his return.
积极的态度不是说哦这样啊今晚不睡觉啊。
It's this active attitude. Does that mean that tonight I'm not going to go to sleep?
或者说啊我要做部分工我都辞了。
Or perhaps I'm working and I resign from my work.
啊好像以前有些人他们将他们的工辞了就走上去山啊在那里等主回来。
And like the other groups of people where they resign from the work and they go to the mountains and they wait upon the return of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我唔系讲呢一样。
And brothers and sisters, I'm not speaking about this.
我系讲我哋嘅态度嘅上边要积极。
We need to be active in our attitude.
我哋要警醒，唔系话我哋乜嘢书都唔读，净系捧住本圣经，唔系咁意思。
And to be watchful does not mean that we only grab on to our Bibles and read nothing else.
而系我哋要从里头要。有对神有一个完全的渴慕和完全的投靠。
And in our hearts, we need to have this longing and this soul reliance upon Him.
是这样的一个心情，不顾地上面的任何的东西，而专一的等候神。
It is this attitude that you pay no attention upon the events of this world.And they just wait upon the Lord in this manner.
我们活在他的面前，我们所思想，我们所注意的是他的心意。
And when we live before him, what we think about, what we pay attention to, is his heart's desire.
不是我们今天能够捞到多少，或者是得着多少。
It's not how much money I can gain, or how much stuff I can accumulate.
主很快就回来。
The Lord shall return quickly.
主来的时辰，没人知道。
and the hour that no one knows.
只有父神知道。
Only God the Father knows.
就因为这样的缘故, 我们要额外的小心。
And because of this, we need to be exceptionally more careful.
啊, 有人呢, 我就听过有人这样说。
And I heard someone say this.
他说, 我知道主再回来的。
I know the Lord shall return.
但是我就知道呢, 主再回来呢, 是根据神的预言的全部应验。
But I also know that the return of the Lord is according to the prophecy, the confirmations of the prophecies of God the Father.
因为呢,有传道人告诉我们, 神那个预言呢,还有不知一个两个还没应验。
And that I heard another preacher say that all the prophecies, there's one or two that have not been confirmed yet.
所以呢,还需要有段时间,等这预言应验,我们就知道,主真的回来了。
And there still needs to be a span of time, and then when these prophecies have been confirmed or that they have occurred, then that's when I know the Lord shall return.
什么预言呢?譬如在接下来家, 后书那里讲到说, 主再回来之前呢,就是怎么样? 必定有一个大罪人出现。
And that what is mentioned in 1 Thessalonians, this is one of these prophecies that there will be great sinner that will appear.
就是那个大罪人呢,就叫做敌基督。
And this great sinner is the Antichrist.
所以有人就说, 那个敌基督都没出现,那么主就没回来的。
And so we'll say that the Antichrist has not appeared yet, so the Lord will not return yet.
弟兄姊妹,如果是这样讲的话呢?
Brothers and sisters, if we look at it this way,
究竟我们是等敌基督啊, 还是等基督呢?
Are we waiting for the Antichrist or are we waiting for Christ?
主这个话很清楚的,他说,明明说,还有一点点的时候,
and the Lord clearly tells us in His Word that it's only just a short time.
那个要来的就来,并不迟疑的。
The one who will come will come. He will not delay.
他随时都来。
He can come at any time.
他可以今晚来。
He can come tonight.
可以明早来。
Or tomorrow morning.
或者在半夜。
Or in the middle of the night.
或者圣经说鸡叫的时候就来。
Or like in the Bible when the cock crows.
所以是没限制的。
There's no limitations there.
是我们所不知道的。
It is something that we will not know.
其实我们又没必要知道的。
Actually, we don't really need to know either.
也都不能够计划。
And we cannot plan either.
但圣经就说,
but the Bible says,
他会再回来。
He shall return.
而且他就提醒我们, 我们不知道那个 exact, 即准确的那个时间, 那个日子, 但是我们从 环境上面看见, 我们就知道主很快就回来。
And He does not tell us the exact time or day, but when we look at our circumstance or our environment, we know that the Lord shall return quickly.
刚才我读那段的圣经,他说,当人子降临的时候,如果有两个人在田里面,取去一个,撇下一个。
And the passage we have read earlier that when there are two men in the field, one will be taken, one will be left.
两个女人在推磨的时候,取去一个,撇下一个。
And then there will be two women grinding, one will be taken, one will be left.
有两个人睡觉,他取去一个,撇下一个。
And two will be asleep, one will be taken, one will be left behind.
有读圣经的人就解释,跟我们解释这段的话。
And there's some Bible scholars who help us interpret this passage.
他说这个地球是圆的。
And that this earth is round.
在这里是白天的时候, 东半球是白天, 西半球就是夜晚黑。
And that for the part of the east that's in the daytime, the part the, on the west is at night.
因此呢, 你会发觉有些人是在做工, 有些人是在睡觉。
So you'll discover that some are working and some are sleeping.
有些人 他们在早上的时候, 但是另一道的人, 他们仍然是休息。
And that some will be in their morning time and some who are resting.
所以当你在这个地球上面的时候, 无论是在哪一个地方做什么事情,
So on this earth, regardless of where you are and doing whatever you're doing,
但是当主再回来的时候, 那个号筒一吹响, 主就会再来,
So when the Lord returns and the trumpet is sound, and the men will be raptured.
啊, 就是这样一回的事情,
so this is the event.
神要来, 将属他的人提到他的面前,
and God will take those who belong to him, will be raptured to him.
啊, 以前呢, 我又听过有一个, 有一个牧师说, 啊, 如果主再回来的时候, 我是刚刚讲道呢, 在讲台上面, 啊, 那就真的好了。
And then I heard a pastor say that if when the Lord returns at that moment, I'm on the pulpit preaching, then that will be great.
有人又说,如果我那时候主再回来的时候,我刚刚在祈祷会呢,或者祈祷呢,那就更加好啦。
And some others would say that if when the Lord returns at that instant, I'm in a prayer meeting, that's even better.
但是我要告诉弟兄姊妹,根据这段圣经,
But I tell you, brothers and sisters, according to this passage,
儘管你可以去睡覺,你可以去在那裡講道,可以祈禱,
regardless whether you're sleeping, you're preaching, or praying,
但當主再回來的時候,我們無論在哪一個環境,
When the Lord returns, no matter what environment we're in, the Lord will receive us.
所以並不是在乎我們在做什麼,
So it's not a contingent upon what you're doing at that moment.
是在乎我们里面这个人是不是一个等候神的人。
It's contingent upon us, are we individuals who's waiting for his return?
所以我们就可以照常我们的工作,
So we could do according to our work.
可以照常的上学,
Normally like going to school.
可以照常的做你平时要做的工,
So doing what you normally would do.
但问题是你的心要警醒, 要时时的等候。
But the problem is, or the issue is, your heart needs to be watchful, to be waiting constantly.
外面可以,同普通的人一样的生活。
On the outside, you could be living like other individuals.
神来的时候,
But when God returns,
他要得着的,他要提接的人, 就是那些属他的人,在里面等候他的人。
What he wants to gain, the people that he wants to receive, are the people that in his heart is waiting for his return.
所以不要被别样的东西来搅扰,或者是别样的东西阻碍了你在神面前的等候。
So do not let other things disturb you or hinder you from waiting for the return of our Lord.
在八月的时候,大家知道这个奥运会。
We know that in August there was this Olympics.
咁呢个奥运会完咗之后呢,就有佢叫残奥,残废嘅奥运会。
So at the conclusion of the Olympics, there is the beginning of the Olympics for the disabled.
咁呢就有啲残障嘅人士,为呢啲残障嘅人士而设立嘅呢个运动会。
So they established this Olympics for the disabled individuals.
咁有一个香港去嘅选手,
So there is one somebody from Hong Kong.
咁呢,佢参加呢个赛跑,佢就好有希望呢,佢得到呢个奖金牌。
And this individual really wanted to gain the gold medal in his participation in the Olympics for the disabled.
并且佢好有希望嘅。
And he had a lot of hope.
即係有粒粒chance,佢一定嘅。
He had a good shot at it.
Yeah. 咁结果呢,点样呢?
So what happened at the end?
失败,
He lost.
点解?
Why?
他又说原来当他起步的时候呢,
And he said that when he just about to enter, to start, spring forward.
的时候呢, 他就说,我那时候稍微有些迟延呢,
And I just a little bit of a delay.
他说为什么呢?
Well, why was that?
那个教练就, 同人哋解釋話,佢平時呢,訓練嘅時候,或者試跑嘅時候呢,佢哋都係走第九條鈴。
Oh, that the, his trainer said that the when he, this,
走第十條鈴。
The trainer said that normally when this disabled person enters in the race, this individual normally runs at the 10th lane.
但佢嗰次決賽呢,就排到去第九條鈴。
But at that race, he was on the ninth lane.
咁啊，第十条同第九条有咩分别咧？ 有分别啦，佢哋。
So what's the difference between the ninth lane and the tenth lane? Apparently, there's a difference.
因为第十条咧, 隔離冇人啊。
Because on the tenth day, there's nobody next to you.
所以咧，佢就可以好專心咁樣樣，都平時都慣咗冇人喺嗰度，就向前走。
So that he was accustomed to nobody to his right, and that there'll be nobody there, so he can focus on his race.
但今次咧，佢排第九行，第九行。
But this time he was scheduled on the ninth lane.
咁啊，突然間咧，發覺隔離仲有個人喺度嘅。
And then he discovered there's somebody next to him.
就係咁樣啦。当佢开始嘅时候，一发觉到，咦，隔篱原来有个人，唔好似平时咁样。
And so that when the race began, he just took a quick look. There's somebody next to him. It's different than his normal races, and there's somebody there. It's just that little bit of thing.
啊，佢就受咗一啲嘅影响。
So he was influenced.
啊，因为别人一啲嘅影响，以至到佢起步嘅时候咧，就迟咗。
And because of the influence of others, that when he sprang forward, there was that just momentarily delay.
结果个本来佢好有希望嘅金牌就唔系佢。
So the gold medal that he had a good shot at is no longer his。
我弟兄姊妹，我哋都知道喺比赛嘅场中，心里边一定你嘅目标一定要准确。
So we know, brothers and sisters, in the race, your goal needs to be accurate。
唔可以被别样嘅东西嚟到搞扰。
So you cannot allow anything to be disturbing to you。
集中精神。
Focus your attention。
圣经里面讲话，我们要警醒。
Brothers and sisters, the Bible tells us we need to be watchful.
这个是神，这个就是我们今天要的。
This is something that we need today.
刚才我们读路加福音21章的时候，
When we read Luke, Gospel of Luke chapter 21,
他说你不要被地上面的事情来到牵累着。
And it says, do not be entangled by the things of the world.
他说恐怕
lest
恐怕乜嘢呢？贪食、醉酒同埋今生嘅思虑缠住我哋。
Lest we will weigh it down with dissipation, drunkenness, and the worries of life。
好多时候呢啲我哋好当平常嘅事情。
Normally we will treat these as normal events。
但如果我哋将我哋嘅注意力都放喺呢啲好平常嘅事情上边
，But if we focus our attention on these matters。
可能会成为我们的前例。
They can become our entanglements.
在King James 那个翻译就说 be overcharged with 这些东西。
And in King James is be overcharged with these things.
你说吃东西 都会被前例的吗？
You say that eating, can that cause encumbrances?
吃东西不会，但是如果只是想着吃东西呢，这个就会了。
Eating will not, but if you only think about eating, then it will become.
今日好几多个人为着食啊，做好多好多嘅事情。
And today, how many people because of eating do a lot of things?
甚至有人我就听到话，为着食咧，佢特登搬去嗰度嗰个城市去住嘅。
And I've even heard that some because of their eating that they will actually move to that city.
弟兄们，我哋需要食，但系食唔能够。成为我们的中心，我们的目标。
True, we need to eat, but that eating cannot be our focal point, our goal.
除了食、醉酒。
And besides eating, drunkenness.
我们知道酒都好像说代表着我们欢乐。
And we know that wine can be representative of our joy.
我又不是说弟兄姊妹可以随便喝酒。
I'm not saying that the brothers and sisters can just casually just drink whatever.
圣经没有说我叫我们不要喝酒。
The Bible did not tell us that we should not drink.
圣经只是说我们不可以醉酒。
The Bible tells us that we should not be drunk.
圣经甚至乎呢 保罗教导提摩太说你稍微用点酒都不要紧。
And the Bible tells us that Paul was telling Timothy thatYou could use a little bit of wine.
为着身体的缘故，你稍微用点酒都可以。
So because of your body, that you could use a bit of wine.
但是圣经就话明不可以醉酒。
But the Bible clearly tells us to not to be drunk with wine.
饮到醉，饮到乱晒龙，这个是圣经所不要的。
To drink to the point where you are drunk and you're not aware of anything, this is something that the Bible warns us against.
其实醉酒 唔係淨單止話係飲飲酒嗰樣嘅嘢。
So actually, drunkenness is not just about drinking wine. It's not only about drinking wine.
我曾經問過一啲嘅人，好中意飲酒嘅人。
And I once asked some people that likes to drink.
我點解會覺得咁飲酒咁過癮嘅咧
？Why is it you find drinking so interesting to you？
佢話我唔係話一定中意嗰個味道。
And the person replied, "It's not because I like the taste."
我係中意飲醉酒之後嗰個感覺。
I don't like the feeling that comes from being drunk with wine.
哇，飄飄然咁樣，暈陀陀咁樣，蒙查查咁樣。
So you just you lose your mental your senses, and you're just kind of floating around.
其實老實講，咁樣嘅感覺係咩咧？其實就唔敢面對現實。
So what is that feeling? It's actually a feeling of you don't want to face reality.
係逃避現實。
To escape from reality.
先至中意，哎呀，蒙查查亂，佢遊遊蕩蕩，先至咁樣嘅感覺。
So you lose your senses, and that's how you are after you get drunk.
今日世界嘅人中意飲酒。
And the people of this world likes to drink.
甚至去到醉酒嘅地步。
To the point of being drunk.
我今日作神嘅儿女。
But today for the people of God, the children of God,
圣经就话恐怕呢啲事情会牵累住你嘅心。
And the Bible tells us that you'll be weighted down by these things.
仲有今生嘅思虑。
And the worries of life.
乜嘢系今生嘅思虑，弟兄姊妹
？What are the worries of life？
你嘅工作、家庭、儿女
，work, family, children。
有一日你专系。集中注意力喺呢啲嘅事情上嘅时候
，and when you focus solely on these matters，
结果咧，圣经话你就俾绑起上嚟，俾呢啲嘢绑住上嚟。
The Bible tells us that you're bound by these things, you're entangled by these things。
咁圣经就话到到嗰日，好似网罗忽然突然间嚟到，将你绑起上嚟。
And the Bible tells us that it will come like a trap and they entangle you。
三十六节话，所以你哋要时时警醒，常常祈求。
And verse 36 says, but keep on the alert at all times, praying.
警醒，我哋知道啦，要好小心啊，留意呢样留意嗰。
So to be watchful, we know we need to pay attention to this or that.
但神最后嘅话，佢话你哋要时时嘅祷告。
And the Bible tells, or the Word of God tells us that you need to pray often.
我哋警醒咗，咁啊点咧
？So after we watch, well, then what？
用咩方法咧
？Using what method？
祷告
，prayer。
祷告嘅意思系话常常与神有呢个嘅联系。
And the meaning of prayer is that you constantly have this connection with God。
当你系活喺一个祷告里边嘅咁样嘅生活嘅里头嘅时候
，So we live in a life of prayer。
常常同神有密切嘅交往
，have intimate fellowship with Him。
咁其他嘅东西你都会第一你可以放低，第二你对主嘅事情有更有敏锐嘅感觉。
And for one hand, that you can let go of these things, the other, on the other hand, you can have, you're more sensitive to the matters of the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹啊，挪亚嘅日子系点样
？So just like the days of Noah.
人子降临嘅日子系咁。
So shall be the return of the Son of Man.
已经讲咗俾我哋听。
The Lord has already spoken.
喺我哋呢个环境。就好似当年嘅挪亚嘅日子一样。
That in this environment, it's just like the days of Noah.
神要我哋做乜嘢咧
？What does God want us to do？
要我哋警醒。
To be watchful.
点样去警醒
？How to be watchful？
常常与神有联络。
To be constantly having fellowship with God.
祷告活喺祷告嘅生活嘅里边。
To live in a life of prayer.
咁样你自然对神嘅事情你会清楚，对主嘅事情你亦都系。醒觉
，and then naturally, then you'll be very aware of the things of God, and also be aware of things of the Lord.
咁然后我哋咁样都活喺呢个咁样嘅环境嘅底下嘅时候，你就唔会被世上面嘅事情为着食、为着感觉、为着各方面嚟到被缠累。
So when we live like this, then we will not be entangled by what you think about about things of this world.
主仲喺度清楚嘅话， 你们有一天要站在人子的面前。
And here the Lord tells us very clearly that, that one day we will stand before the Son of Man.
主就是这样来提醒我们。
This is how the Lord reminds us.
愿意我们都在主面前被提醒。
May we be reminded.
将来当我们站在主 的面前。
And when we stand before the Lord in the future.
我们就不至于受亏损。
That we will not suffer loss.
我们就会被得到主给我们的奖赏。
And we will gain the rewards of our Lord.
求主怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
我们盼望我们都在来到主的面前一同的等候一同的警醒的活在祂的面前。
And that before the Lord that we will be waiting and that we will be watchful.
好叫我们这班人都能够在神的眼中被捍卫神所要的。
So that this group of individuals, we,will be the group of people that God wants.
都成为了这班讨神喜悦的这班人。
And also be a group of people that's pleasing or gain his favor. Let's pray.
主多谢你用你的话来提醒我们。
Lord, we thank you that you use your words to remind us.
但愿你继续的作工在我们的中间。
But may you continue to work in our midst.
叫所有在你面前的每一位让我们都有一个心，就系愿意讨你嘅喜悦。
For each of us, waiting before you, that we will have this heart within us, that we want to gain your favor or to please you.
哦，因为当我哋蒙恩嘅时候
，so because when we have received grace,
主你嘅心亦都得着满足。
That your heart will be pleased.
我哋感谢你俾我哋呢段嘅时间。
Lord, we thank you that you have given us this time.
愿你得着荣耀同埋重赞。
May you gain glory and praise.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.